Machlis al Vavis brings down that the Chocham met soldiers that were coming back from the war. Chocham told them, Shavtem in HaMilchoma Aktano, came back from the small war, V'atem Hoylchim in HaMilchoma Agdoilo, and you're on the way to the big war. Milchemes Hayetzer V'Chayolov. Milchemes Hayetzer V'Chayolov. You're in the small war, and now you're heading the big war. Milchemes Hayetzer V'Chayolov. The person has to know, I like Alamol to speak on the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo. It's a taka the Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulo. Maybe 50% of what we speak about is to sit and learn and sit and learn, and people that don't learn are nothing. And it's taka, as it. We say the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo. We say it every morning. We have all the list of all the good mitzvahs of the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo. About what the Chacham told the soldiers that were coming back, Shavtem in HaMilchoma Aktano, V'atem Hoylchim in HaMilchoma Agdoilo, Milchemes Hayetzer V'Chayolov. It's a big Milchoma, it's a big war that a person is put in this world to fight the war of the Milchemes Hayetzer. And a person has to win this milchama agdoilo, this big milchemes hayetzer. A person has to win. A person has to know when a person goes to a war. So he has to win the war. So he has tanks from this side, and airplanes from this side, and helicopters, and soldiers, and boats. But you know, if he gets a bullet hits him, doesn't make a difference where he dies. I know. There's two yesodes that I want really to be minded. It's a milchemes hayetzer v'chayolov, that if a person wants to win this war, he has to firtzach a war. He has to give him a halach of a war, a halach of a milchama. It's not only in sitting and learning. It's a whole war that a person has to build himself up. Like Rez Hashem will try to miyas it. This is A. But the second thing is, a person has to know, if the bullet hits you, you die. Avada. Every time a person calls man shanel, doylek efshal etaken, he could get very angry, blow up. He failed the war. He could do different things. He could fail this war. It's a war that a person has to be mushlim in this war. He has to feel a milchama in the war. But he has to be careful not to fail in this war. I want maybe to start from the first chaylik. A person has to know his tafkid is to be odom ha-sholem, odom ha-mushlim. Every person, I tell you, you know, B'shas Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Klal Yisrael. He said, Na'aseh V'nishma. Chaim Volozhiner explains it. This is Be'etzem the Yesod of Nefesh HaChaim in a nutshell. That the Seder HaBriah was that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And it was Adam HaRishon, it was a Chet, the Deres of Miskalkel, Shibud Mitzrayim. And there was Maimed Har Sinai. And Maimed Har Sinai, Hashem made a bris with Klal Yisrael. And the bris with Klal Yisrael was, Nefesh HaChaim explains in Shaar Aleph, Bar Chovet, Shaar Dalet Aleph, that the bris was that Klal Yisrael becomes shutfim lemaise bereishis. And when a person learns Torah, he's mekayim deilomes. And when his tefillas, the rain comes down, the refuahs come down to the world. It's koichas. But a person has to know, when he becomes partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he becomes a shutef, that he could go to the Kaisel and David and Malachim go down and he could learn and Malachim come up and up. It's not optional. He's a shutef. It's a bris. The shutef goes both ways. Like, you know, a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a car, kivyochel, with two wheels. The person has a wheel and he has a wheel. Kadosh Baruch Hu explains that noch alts is the Yichud Hashem that he could control with his wheel above the koyach that he gave in the Yodom. But Be'etzin, he gave us a koyach. But he gave us a koyach that we have a wheel. We sit and learn is Olamas. A person can't say, okay, now 5 minutes, we give him a plane. He's a pilot, he's going to play. Okay, now for 10 minutes he wants to play, he wants to be a kid, 5 years old. So, five minutes is not a plane, it's crash. 5 minutes, a person says, I don't have to be a god lador. I'm allowed to schmooze a couple hours. I'm allowed to go eat the other restaurant. Say that. Not everyone has to be the god lador. Not everyone But if you decide to be the god lador, then you understand that when you will learn, the ilomis will be created, and when you will daven, the rain will come, and you can be mechayim meisim. Avad, he gave you a koyach. But if you want, you can leave the wheel by him, and you can go. It doesn't go like that. If we yidden, it's for good and for bad. Like all of us know, if you decide to stop to become a yid, you know what? I tell you, too bad. And every avera they do, they punish you. I don't want to be a yid. Ashreinu matayv chalkeinu manoyim goraleinu. Finish. Let me be a goy. I'll do Shema Mitzvahs with all the shittas. With all the Michas Chinuch Shema Mitzvahs. Yeah? Last berot. Please, I don't want. Meichel Tevis. Tell you, Meichel Tevis, I am Meichel Tevis, ain't it? Too bad. You're a yid. Even if you don't want, you're a yid. This everyone understands. Chavaloshna explains, Hashem made Klal Yisrael to be a shutef to Ma'aseh Bereishis. He made a special people. Person can't say, I don't want. For me, it's good to be a good yid. I don't have to be a shpitz. If you could be a shpitz, you cannot be a shpitz. If you have the koiches that with your learning you could create worlds, the hours that these koiches are not working, they're destroying worlds. There's no other. A person who's Chrisus Bris, B'maymed Har Sinai, Shelekach Neitzarto, and the Lekach Neitzarto is in the first minute, and the Lekach Neitzarto is in the second minute, and the Lekach Neitzarto is in the third minute. There's no in the middle. There's no Lekach Neitzarti for Seder Aleph, Seder Beit, Seder Gimel. But for Friday, there's no Lekach Neitzarti. Friday Taka is not Lekach Neitzarti. Shabbos afternoon is not Lekach Neitzarti. This Taka, different people Lekach Neitzarti. It doesn't go like that. There's no Chiluk. If it's Lekach Neitzarti, if a person is created in such a matzah, it's Mechayivim the whole time. This is the Metzius. Lein Yoneinu. Savada, maybe it's Mechayiv to sit and learn day and night, but it's not what we're going. Spoke to Matan Teira about the avoider of Teira. There's more avoiders. There's more avoiders than a mechayev a person. What is the more avoiders than a mechayev a person? What is the more avoiders than a mechayev a person? A person has to work on his midas. A person has to work on his tefillah. A person has to work on his kedusha. And every person has to. Every person has to work on every chelik. And I'll tell you the time. That for a person to work, as an alamol, there's two good times for a person to work on chalokin that a person could work on. Is in the winter and in the summer. I will explain what I mean to say. In the beginning is man, people are very busy. So you organize yourself. Chosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Emas Adin, you know, he can't even think straight, yeah, because she managed to learn from Pachad Adin. Shvutil Shvus Yosek and Matan Teir. The end of the winter and the end of the summer. These weeks are time for a person to take himself, there's no lachatz, there's gonish, and to take chalokim and to start to work on chalokim. Now one maybe together, again, a person has to decide, I need. Not, you know what, yeah, it's a good vow today, you know what, I will work on something, why not? Doesn't work like that. I have to be a sholem, it's a milchama on my midas, and my kas. Chazal say kol hakoyes kilo ivra v'dezor. The gaive ein machnisim oyse mechitza shel hakadosh baruch hu. Chanfonim ein lehem chelek lo yilam abo. Maybe we don't believe in all these things, but on the tzad that we believe in all these things, a person has to work on it. Now some people think, you know, Be'ezus Hashem to be right. I'll not be angry. I'll try to come down back a little bit. I'll not speak Lashon. I'll be okay. He hopes. I say, Alamo, the measurement is if you manage the daven Shmoneh Esrei and you don't have Zaitik and Kavonis, so then you know that the Tzohar lets you to go in your path. But because man, you never managed to have one Shmoneh Esrei that you're mechavim from the first word till the end, so vice versa, you have a guest that is visiting inside you that is not planning to let you to get to where you have to get. Even though it looks the pachas yaisa, he lets me to go around. Why he doesn't give even one shmonesa to start? One shmonesa. One, tell me, everyone here, one shmonesa. One shmonesa, start at the beginning, finish. Not once. Getting back home or somewhere like that, yeah? I think about the dining room, the bedroom. Everyone has his dear, his friend, his chavrusa, his seat, his food, clothes. The talit says, it's a yitzhar, kosher kishor, that doesn't let us. He doesn't want you to become a tzaddik, he doesn't want you to work on your midas. And the first thing he tells you, avada learning is Talmud Torah can make it kulam, avada is the most important thing. And if a person doesn't work, I saw in the Sforim, it's brought down a mushel that a train is coming. A big train had to pass on the bridge. The bridge was a Shvacha bridge. You know, the train goes on the bridge, fall apart. It was not enough time to fix the bridge, but they had to get the train to the other side, and there's not enough time to fix the bridge. Big, heavy bridge. So that's the mumchi want to do. He said, fix the bridge. Fix the bridge. Mechanic. You can't fix the bridge. So send his aids. Like the Mumchi. You put a lot of gas in the train. But if normally Lamazan goes 100 miles an hour, the train will go 500 miles an hour when it passes in this bridge. So while it goes 500 miles an hour, it's not so heavy. It's came out flying. So the Mele, the heaviness, will not take down the bridge. And they did it, and Baruch Hashem, the bridge didn't break. They state the marshal and the Sifri Musa. So in the Bali Musa is the Zal Bezach. A person in our generations are Shvach. We don't have the koichas not to get angry, not. It's very hard. If a person has cheshbonos, how he will fix himself, how he will manage, it's very hard. What is the Eitzah Be'etzah? So the Eitzah Be'etzah in Klali is when a person is sitting and learning, it's moving. But the Eitzah is Be'etzah when a person puts a Ruach and he's Oved on things so it moves. So he doesn't have a time to be Nishka. He doesn't have a time to be Nishka. I want to start, maybe we'll start from Ayin Toivah. Ayin Toivo is a middle of Ayin Toivo. I know it sounds the leichte Sache because it doesn't cost from a person so much to have an Ayin Toivo. But I'm telling you, if you work on it when you're young, it's so pleasant to be near people that are Ayin Toivo. In life, with the years, you meet people that don't have an Ayin Toivo. It's so not gishmak to be near them. All of the problems later when they get married starts, when the kids, Ayin Toivo. What is an Ayin Toivo? What is an Ayin Toivo? Ayin Toivo is, let's say, Ayin Toivo hu yevuach. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha to a person that has an Ayin Toivo. What is an Ayin Toivo? So we call it in our sprach tufagin. Tufagin to someone else. This is an Ayin Toivo. What is asked from a person to have an Ayin Toivo? Chazal say, "Veyreach toiv ma'u oimer kol ma she'oso balabais le'oso elo bishvili." Veyreach ra ma'u oimer kol ma she'oso balabais le'oso elo bishviloi lechvoidoi. Now Chazal don't say "Veyreach shakren ma'u oimer." Veyreach toiv, one has ayin toiv ma'u oimer kol ma she'oso balabais le'oso elo bishvili. Veyreach ra ma'u oimer. We're not speaking in a liar. So both of them are saying the truth. And the other one says, and he's also saying the truth. How both of them are saying the truth? Now the answer is, even if in the easy case, that is not touching us. You come to someone to his house. It's a very nice suda. Mamish. Shtals for everyone. He said, "Thank you very much. So nice of you." He's giving him his own money for the people he wants them to have. He's happy that they have. Avada, you could look at it also. The guy wants to feel balabatish. He wants to have a choshev suda. He's not doing it because he's trying to give someone else food. He wants to have a matzav in his house. They say over from when he saw the talanter, that's what they say over, that they told him that once was Rosh Yeshiva that went into his yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night. And he saw the Bis Medrash full and the Olam was sitting and learning. Mamish was fire. So he was so excited, he started to dance and went over to a bacher and he started to kiss the bacher. So he came over to Rabbi Yisrael to tell him, Rabbi Yisrael, look in the Avos HaTorah for this Rosh Yeshiva. He was mamish hugging them and kissing them. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, if he goes into someone else's yeshiva and they're learning 12 o'clock by night and he kisses, that's his Avos HaTorah. And it's only yeshiva, so he's going to Avos HaTorah, so go on. But this is the truth. This is devoted to Mechanech of Ayin Toivo. This is Ayin Toivo. A person goes over and he sees someone is learning good. I want to speak from the Lemaise. Just for him, state Chitzenis Meiros of Nus. You see a guy sitting and learning. You tell him, wow. You're happy for him. The guy gets into the door. Let me tell you, you're not in the parsha. You're not in the parsha, either because you're new, either because you know you like it out in the street, like, let me show you why. But you're not in the parsha. And the guy tells you that he got into the door. Be happy for him. This is Ayin Toivo. Baruch Hashem, it's good for him. Someone makes a shidduch. He's not taking away your shidduch. You're not in the age, it's not the country you want. V'chule, v'chule, yeah? That's enough. But it's a very choshev shidduch, it's a very gevaldik shidduch. Sometimes, some people can't forgive him. Mamash, you know, they think this guy, you know, doesn't deserve the people who look at him. And now he's mamash like a king, yeah? So he took something from you? No. It's ein ro. He took yours, he didn't take yours. to have ayin toiv. Why I'm saying this little small little examples. The way to work on ayin toiv is to start. Start to forgive the other person. To start to feel for the other person. To enjoy the other person. Be happy for the other person. I know you think that Mimad of Shach, some people are like that and some people are not like that. It's not true. But they all the midas will say the same thing. A person could work on himself to have an ayin toiv. Be happy for the other person. No one takes away from you. No one takes away from you. The Yireach HaToiv comes into the house. The guy is giving you so much. Say thank you. You don't see the other side. You don't see the bad. You don't see the bad. You see the good. When it comes to your family, your brother has a simcha, you're so excited. You see all the malas. When it comes to someone that you don't like, you see all the chesroinus. I said, Alamot chesidim, I said. When it comes to their chesidus, the teacher's mutter, everything is covered at teira, covered at everything, yeah? They go to someone else, ay, chaval, I'm just spending money or wasted money. What is the difference? Ayin toiv. It's not taken away from you. Look how good. Look how it's good for them. A person, it's keseida. It's keseida, keseida, keseida. To be happy for the other person, a person has to work on himself. And I'll tell you, this is one of the hardest things. Someone told me once a vote. He didn't say it in Ayin Toiv, but I want to tell it in Ayin Toiv. Told me that a guy that doesn't work on his on COVID, this is the other place to work on COVID, Ayin Toiv, but we'll get to it. You need it. First, he says, it's Oiva Void to someone that doesn't work on COVID. I said, why? If you don't work on COVID, you become 40, 50, 55, 60, you come to a wedding, and you're an uncle, a half an uncle, a quarter of an uncle, and you deserve, you think you deserve to get a bracha. Yeah. Now, when you go to a chasana, yeah, you know, yeah. It's not like, you know, that if you don't get a kibbut under the chuppah, you feel bad, yeah? The most you get the kibbut to hold the shtekin of the chuppah, maybe, yeah? But you don't feel bad, but you get the age that you start to feel bad. Your uncle, your cousin, and then you don't enjoy the whole wedding. As people from 60 years old don't enjoy to go to weddings. You think it's garnished. I'm telling you, it's 50% of Klalis. Don't enjoy it. This reason in the chuppas is so empty every time, yeah? People don't enjoy it to go. I'm telling you, this is a mitzvah. You think when you're a bacher, is the most less jealous that you have in your life. Because the whole jealousy is, I've had a skin of seferim from the crowd. You want to be more successful. You want to be more with the oilam. You want to have a better position. It's very small. Even the yeshiva is very big. But it's very small. Parnos is not your business. Competition is not your business. It's nothing. You get married and you start a life. And you can't stand that this person has a fancy car. And if he doesn't have a fancy car, you'll also not have a fancy car anyways. He's not going to give you his money. But he's busy. Why has to have fancy? Why has to take out the eyes of everyone? What should I do? Be happy for him. Get used to be happy for the other person. Be excited for the other person. It's a hard midah. It's a hard midah. And the way to break it is to go to the other person and make him to be proud of himself. Help him. Help him. Hashem will be older, it'll be easier for you to do it. You have a friend, he has a son in a yeshiva. You tell him, no, I went to that yeshiva, I saw your son, a goyim. Yeah, your own son, you anyway think that he's a goyim. Yeah, and you only see the malice of your son. All of us are like that. Forgive the other person. Give him a good word. Forgive him, be happy for the other person. The Reach Toiv sees the good, the Reach Ra sees the bad. So both of them are eating in the same meal. One person sees the effort that a person is giving to give out the meal. And it's true. The other guy sees the bad. He sees how the guy is trying to do for himself. And it's both true. So I ask Mekasha, so why the Reach Toiv is seeing the right thing? Maybe the Reach Ra is seeing the right thing. But the answer is, why the Baal HaBayit also thinks that he's doing very good? Like that Rosh Hashiva that kissed this Bacher, he really thinks that he has Avas HaTeir. Yeah, I'm asking. He doesn't think that he has Avas Atzma. So we saw said he's kissing himself. We saw said very sharp. Yeah, he's kissing himself. Not kissing the Teir. He's kissing his own Yeshiva. He's very proud of his own Yeshiva. But because it's his Yeshiva, he's very proud of it. If a person gets used to be happy for the other person, look nice on the other person, be happy for him. Be happy for him. He's not taking away from you. You have a friend who goes to a different yeshiva. Maybe you also wanted to go to that yeshiva. But you can't forgive him that he went to that yeshiva. It's inside you kochig, yeah? You're jealous of him. So you'll never say a nice word on the place that he is. He comes and tells you, I'm going there. Wow. Causes you maybe a little bit, if you're gesund, to say it. Get used to it. Achitzoinius meireres es apnimius. Achitzoinius meireres es apnimius. Achitzoinius meireres es apnimius. Atay, this Shabbos, in my neighborhood, this business, I decided to start with this. It was a Kiddush. Sounds close to me, cousin to Boris also. Made a Kiddush of Bar Mitzvah. I didn't realize so much, you know. I tried not to make Kiddush before, only Alapas, so it's not Nagia to me so much. But I understand that for really a lot of years it was not such a Kiddush in the neighborhood, yeah? I saw different things, tents, different things. But they can be sure that a Kiddush, you know, Ma'alu Ma'eva. I came home. Mishpacha there, different people. And I heard that people are speaking there. That some people say that they were nauseous in the Kiddush. People were discussing different things. So I said before I start Kiddush, I said I'm not starting Kiddush till everyone will say, Alimut Zchus, why was the best thing that these people did such a Kiddush? Kids said they're hungry. I said, Gehenna, we'll be more hungry. Doesn't make a difference. We're not starting Kiddush till the Mamish Klal. Mamish Klal. And everyone was saying different things. I'll tell you the truth. And these people are planning to move out the neighborhood in a month or two. It's the MS. Now everyone knew this information. So the Mamish is the last simcha they're doing in the crowd. They didn't do it. So the Mamish, they feel this is the goodbye party. For a goodbye party, they're allowed. But everyone said that they never meant it. I decided yesterday, 12 o'clock by night, I called up these people that made the Kiddush. And I said, you know, I had such an honor in your Kiddush. It was so nice, so fancy, and so edel. Mamash, is how you manage to do it so fancy, but so edel that Mamash doesn't disturb. He said, the people were so... Mamash, you really, really feel it? Mamash, I made their day. They were so excited. Yeah? Why? But he does it. He's right. He's wrong. He's leaving anyway. I'm not speaking now. I'm not going out for the Nakuda or not. Be happy for him. Let him enjoy. He didn't do it for a bad purpose. And he's not a nice person. Get used to fagin to the other person. Have a ayin toivo. Have a ayin toivo. Teach yourself to have a ayin toivo. Teach yourself to have a ayin toivo. It's a zach that if a person teaches himself, I'm telling you, he's in the end, you're the most pleasant person to be with. You have people that can be very choshev. There's no ayin toiv. You tell them a shtikl teir, they say, or they tell you, min rash b'shteit fakir, yeah? Or they say, yeah, I also heard it said at the mall. Say, wow, givaldi givald. It's yours? Why not? It costs a word, a minute. Be ba'ala ayin toiv. I'm telling you, you could be the biggest Talmud Chacham and not have ayin toiv. Chazal tells us we don't understand what it means. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. Ve'noag ayin toiv u'nesana le'Yisrael. I don't know what it means. Aber noag ayin toiv u'nesana le'Yisrael. That means he gave Klal Yisrael a koyach to be mechadesh alein. Moshe could have left it by him. Avadi, he would teach them the Torah. But the koyach to mechadesh, to mamzi Torah, he didn't have to give over. And Moshe gave it. Let other person. Let it have. What's happening? I'm telling you. So we'll start. I'm saying, I know it's the easiest thing and the hardest thing at the same time together, because it doesn't cost. It only costs to get used to. You can't fail in it. And cost, the work in cost, and then you get angry, so you didn't manage. Try every day. Till next Monday. Every day. At least one time. To have an ayin toiv on a person and to do me'akoyach el apoya. Me'akoyach el apoya. Me'akoyach el apoya. To say a good word. To feel good for the other person. To see something in a nice way. And Be'ezus Hashem will have siyata nishmat.
He likes himself.
Thanks a lot. We have to have
ayin toiv. Wasn't talking to that person.
Explain the koyches of a person. By the way, when we come into the yeshiva, we go over this person. Wow, look at this yeshiva. This is our job. His job, that guy, is not to kiss himself. Your job is not to have ayin toiv on yourself. Your job is to teach yourself. But when you come into the room, you tell him, wow. You